This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
Even though it's not a Friday the 13th or like a weird day, can we talk about superstitions?
Yeah, of course.
Because there's something...
I've never heard of this one.
I've never heard of it either, but TikTok's brought it back. It's something brides are doing called hide the sausage, and it's not what you think.
Hmm. Oh, well, yeah. Okay. Then what is it? Then explain.
Have you ever played that?
Yeah.
Where you're like... You're like, you're with your girl, and it's like, oh, somebody's coming. Hide this.
Yeah.
You've never done that?
No.
It's definitely a boy trick to get where you want to be. I'm so sorry that I said all that out loud.
So it's not that.
It's not
it's
that.
Something else.
Apparently, okay. Brides do a thing where they like take an uncooked sausage. I think it's uncooked. Which is gross.
Yeah,
it's just rendered fat in a sausage casing, whatever. And they hide it somewhere. They bury it.
They bury it, yeah.
The night before their wedding. And it somehow wards off bad weather.
Which is silly because the big superstition about rain and weddings I've heard is that rain on your wedding day is actually good
luck. Why would you want rain on your wedding day when you're gonna be outside taking pictures?
Yeah,
you want the
I did have to search it. It says rain on your wedding day is good luck because it signifies that your marriage will last, and not when it becomes wet is extremely hard to untie. So while you're tying the knot and it's raining,
oh my god, that's
so pretty cute.
Stupid.
Better than a sausage in a dirt pile. Are you kidding me? What does that
somebody's
signify?
Coming hide this.
Exactly. I'd rather have rain.
Well, that's do they hide the sausage like with the groom, or is it just the bride does
I think
this
it's
on her
just
own
the, bride.
The night before? Because I remember like my wife the night before our wedding, I was like kind of texting her and stuff, and she just stopped replying because she's like, it's done. Like you don't get to see me again until I walk down the aisle.
Don't get to see you or talk to you or nothing.
I guess, yeah. So I kind of thought she was mad at me. She just kind of went
dark. So you're all worried that she was going to be there?
She kind of went dark on me, yeah. But then I was like, am I kind of breaking the rule? Because I'm texting her and I was kind of not supposed to, but I still did. And then she just didn't respond.
Maybe she was, off, hiding the sausage? Yeah.
I don't
burying
know.
The sausage?
No, I don't think that.
She dug a deep hole and...
I don't think about it anyway.
I wouldn't.
Oh my God.
All right. So that to me is a weird superstition. But if it's something that you believe in, I think there are just families out there who just.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, and if your grandma did it and your mom did it, and then it's kind of. That makes sense.
Just.
Right.
Yeah.
It
yeah.
becomes a,
you got a whole,
superstitious tradition.
Yeah. You got a whole family of sausage hiders.
Weirdos.
Do you guys partake in any superstitions? Like, I know I ask this every time we talk about it, but like I know Tiak probably does because you were a sports guy. Like, you even said, like, wasn't your jersey so rancid because you wouldn't wash it? Because it's like
a
thing.
I had a lot of just, I would almost call them ticks. Like, I don't even know where they came from. It just, I'd have to lick my fingers a certain number of times, and I have to have a yellow Gatorade and a piece of peanut butter toast before the game. And
for real?
Yeah. But I don't know like how that started. I guess I just did it once and was like, oh, now I'll do it every single time.
Because you went 3-for-3 on free throws that night, and it's like, oh my God, how many times did I lick my hand?
I guess, yeah. Yeah. It doesn't make, I can't like put a, it doesn't make any sense, but I couldn't function if I didn't do it.
Do you have any sausage related superstitions?
No. We can get my wife on the phone.
Here's the deal. We want to know if you have like weird, I don't know if we're calling them silly superstitions. If you have, they can be like traditions in your family, like you all hide a sausage, or they can just be like weird little tics like TX describing. We want to hear your kind of unorthodox superstitions. 303-222-5423 or text in at 51059.
I don't know if this deck technically counts as a superstition, but I 100% believe bad things come in threes.
A lot of people believe that, and I don't understand why. I think you can just always find three. Like, they go celebrity deaths, it's three. It's like, oh my God, this guy died, this guy. This. And it's like, yeah, but if you dig a little farther, there's probably two more. You know what I mean? It's like, ooh, yeah. Betty White died and so-and-so died. It's like, yeah, but so did the guy who played this guy on Dynasty. It's like, you're just always, I think we just try to lump. Yeah, I mean, you might be right. It's like, ooh, I crashed my car. I don't know. You might be right. I'm just saying.
Bad things come in threes. That's all I'm saying.
Well, there's three of us.
Yeah. I've taken the brunt of a lot of it. Your turn.
Do you believe in some of the other ones, like the black cat thing?
No.
I do. The black cat and the ladder. And I wanted.
You won't walk under a ladder.
No, I wouldn't. And
have you done any work on a house? You have to walk. Okay, I forgot about something. Aaron, have you done any work on a house? You have to walk under a ladder sometimes.
Yeah.
You just have to.
And that's probably why you're doing so much work on the house. You're cursing it as you're doing it. You're getting the bad luck.
The ladder one is dumb.
Well, what about this one? I remember I'd never even heard of this one until I was like, I was at school with my friends and we were walking and we went like, there's a light pole there.
You can't split it.
Yeah. My buddy was like, oh, don't split a pole.
Oh,
never split a pole.
Yeah.
Like when you're walking.
You both have to go to the same side. You can't split the group to go around the pole. It's bad luck.
Oh my God. I do the opposite. If I'm dating someone and we're holding hands, I purposely... I forget what you say. It's something like bread and butter back together. It's like butter and bread. There's something. So you're holding hands and you let go of hands and then come back together. It's like bread and butter back together or something. It's something
that
like
doesn't rhyme.
I know, like, but there's something that's almost rhymey. Just text into 51059 if you know what that thing is. But like, it's something like. You split up it because, but you know you're gonna come back together.
I feel like that is kind of maybe canceling it out with the saying if you get it right. But you guys also learned one not too long ago. You can't cheers with water.
I find that stupid, but I did ask other people and they do think it's real. I think that's stupid. Like
if I'm
out at a bar and like we're all together celebrating and TX like I gotta go home and like give the kids a bath and blah blah blah. It's like oh. Well, he doesn't want anything to drink, but we're not going to exclude him from the cheers.
Absolutely.
No,
you're
not.
Because otherwise it's bad luck.
A water. No. It's not bad luck for
you
who?
You can do anything but water. Soda, totally fine.
Not so stupid.
Yeah.
Just hold up a glass and go sláinte. Done.
No.
Yes, you can. Oh my God, that one.
I will do that one too. Yeah, because I always just have water.
Yes, you just cheers with whatever beverage you have.
And to be honest, I'm just happy I got invited.
Yes! So, as happy as sausage is at the restaurant.
Yes.
All right, if you've got a weird superstition, we would love to hear yours. 303-222-5423.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
So we're looking for your weird superstitions. Is anybody backing me up on the water thing, text-wise? Like, I think it's stupid.
No. Mm-mm. But they did say Slacker's relationship superstitions are not promising, so...
I don't even know what that means. Antonio?
Yeah.
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 Superstitions, what do you got?
So, my family, we're all huge mountain people. We'll go camping all the time, go fishing all the time. And one of the big superstitions camping or even going fishing is we'll look for something that's called like a sun dog.
And a sun what? Out in the
dog.
Your phone is breaking
up. A sun dog?
Yeah, I don't... A sun dog?
A sun...
My God! Why is your phone doing that? Sun dot.
I'm sorry. Can you hear me now?
Yes. There, I think.
Okay. So, yeah, it's called a sun dog. And so we'll look to the west, and if the clouds look like there's two dogs chasing the sun, and before it sets, if the sun looks like it's been taking a bite out of, which means that you're going to have the worst time camping or fishing. And if that happens, we'll cancel everything.
How often have you seen the sun dog, and what kind of hallucinogenics are you bringing camping?
Google it.
That's a real thing, a sun dog.
It is a real thing. Google it. It's a native thing. We are partly native, but it's not deep into our roots, but it's something that my parents, my grandparents, my great-grandparents have always followed.
Okay.
And I've seen quite a bit of them. Usually after that, blood looks like kind of orange or sometimes red. And even on a full moon, we won't even go fishing.
Okay.
Yeah, there's sun dogs, halos, sun pillars. There's a lot.
All right. So just look to the clouds. Decide if you're going to have to. Thank you, Antonio. It took us a little while to get there, but Jasmine.
Yeah, guys.
Yeah. Yay. What's your superstition?
You? First of all, I did go see New Kids on the Block, and it was super fun, so thank you.
Good.
Yeah, I had a great time. I was going to send pictures, but I just take pictures.
Fine, you're lame.
So, my family, like, we always were told, like, you can't bring your old broom when you move. Like, you just need to buy a new broom. But the other one I thought of was, like, owls. Like, owls are a bad omen, and I remember, like, a few years ago, like, they were just everywhere, like on like necklaces and everything like that, and like it's an omen of death. So
I think owls are good. It means there's no snakes, no bunnies, no nothing. Like you are because the owl lived on my house and it was awesome. My grass is never better.
Exactly, because they're eating and killing the animals that
I'm down with the murder.
Okay, wow.
Murder away, owl. Come on in. I'd like they would sit on the end of my like pergola, and their head, when it does the thing where it can turn all the way around.
I mean, they're
freaky.
Cool, but
cool as hell. Like
bad omens.
Just get one of the plastic ones.
I have the plastic ones.
Scare the rabbits
away. And the other birds just like stand on them. They're like, I know.
They're not hitting on them or
they
anything.
They were freaked out at first, but then they get over it. Thank you.
The broom one's definitely real.
What do you mean it's real? You don't bring it.
Yeah, no, when you move to a new house, you leave the broom. You got to buy a brand new broom.
So then somebody has to use your old broom?
No, you just get rid of it at that point.
Yeah, you don't leave it.
Yeah, you don't want to bring your old, like, your old dirt to the new house.
Power wash it.
No.
It's like a brand new broom. Mia.
Yai.
Superstitions, what's yours?
Whenever I walk over a coin, I always think a dog or a cat's going to die.
You mean if your foot actually touches it, or just you go over the top of it?
I'll like walk over it.
That's factually correct. She is right.
That does actually. It might be an actual superstition.
So, are you supposed to pick it up?
Only if it's heads up.
No.
So what? If you see
I don't
a coin,
pick it up either way.
If you see a coin like 20 feet in the distance, do you just cross the street? What do?
I just go around it.
Okay.
Okay.
Our dogs thank you for that.
Maybe not yours.
Ellen.
Yai.
What's your superstition?
high school and college both, if I had to take a test the next day, I slept with the textbook under my pillow.
Yeah, so you could just like photosynthesize the knowledge. Yeah.
But you're sleeping on.
She is factually accurate. That is.
The Slacker Show.
Alice.
105.9.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.